Good Tuesday. Today is September the 2nd, and you're listening to My Farm. Livestock news in the pork industry making headlines as the National Pork Board has recently named a new CEO that actually just started yesterday, David Newman. He's no stranger to the pork industry or the National Pork Board. We're going to learn a little bit more about him after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
In livestock news, the National Pork Board has named David Newman as the organization's new CEO, that effective coming up on September the 1st. Now, Newman has most recently served as the National Pork Board's Senior Vice President of Market Growth and joined the pork producer-led, consumer-focused National Pork Checkoff Organization full-time, that back in June of 2023. Now, Newman and his family own and operate Newman Family Farms based in Myrtle, Missouri. He says it's a privilege to work on behalf of pork producers. We make a flavorful, nutritious product that is beloved by millions of people across the globe. Producers can be proud of that and the work their checkoff is doing to drive demand with new generations of consumers, ensure we have a healthy swine herd, and help the industry anticipate and adapt to change. I'm honored to be named CEO of the National Pork Board and continue serving pork producers and the industry in an even greater capacity moving forward. Now, Newman served on the National Pork Board of Directors, including two terms as president in 2020 and 2021. He received a doctorate in meat and animal science from North Dakota State University. He served as a faculty there and at Arkansas State University, doing work in the meat science programs and focusing on meat quality in his swine research. Now, a committee was appointed in April by the National Pork Board to conduct a CEO search after the previous CEO, Bill Evans, stepped down from the position. Evans now serves as the South Dakota Commissioner of the Governor's Office of Economic Development Board. Gordon Sponk, a Minnesota pig farmer, swine veterinarian, and National Pork Board's board president, said that David is no stranger to the pork industry. He's proven himself to be leadership-oriented, producer-focused, and outcomes-driven when it comes to ensuring the pork industry is addressing the challenges and opportunities ahead of us. Sponk stressed that the board of directors is confident in Newman's leadership abilities and that the staff will continue to do great work to deliver on the goals of the strategic plan. Newman also serves on the U.S. Meat Export Federation Executive Committee. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said in a statement that the National Pork Board has made an outstanding choice, and USMEF congratulates Dr. Newman on his appointment. U.S. Meat Export Federation has had numerous opportunities to work with Dr. Newman in his many pork industry leadership roles, so we know firsthand the expertise and experience he'll bring to the role. A quick calendar reminder, coming up a week from today, September the 9th, the Farm Science Review is going to be holding their Agronomy College. Now, this is geared for anyone that is currently a certified crop advisor or involved directly in the agronomy industry, providing some direct insights from state specialists at Ohio State about the research going on at Ohio State University, specifically out at the Molly Caron Ag Center. And for more information, you can just go to the Corn Newsletter website. That's corn.osu.edu for information and to sign up. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions, talk livestock right now, as USDA's latest look at cattle and calves on feed reveals less inventory compared to where it was a year ago at this time. USDA's Rod Bain has the details.
More signs of a contracting beef herd from USDA's August catalog feed report. Agriculture Department livestock analyst Anthony Fisher provides the numbers.
On August 1st, the number of cattle on feed in U.S. feedlots of 1,000 head or greater was 10.92 million head, which was about 2% below August 1st of 2024. During July, producers placed about 1.5 million head of cattle on feed, which was about 6% below a year earlier. And feedlots marketed over 1.7 million head during July, which was about 6% below a year earlier.
Yet Fisher points out,
placements were on the higher end of expectations, and we're entering a time of year seasonally when the inventory of cattle on feed is low, and that's reflected in the the August 1st number, which is the lowest level of 2025 and the lowest August inventory since 2017.
With producers taking advantage of higher prices in feedlots as they prepare for the fall calf run.
So despite the limited supply of cattle, there's still a strong pull into the feedlots due to the high prices for feeder animals.
With lower placements reflecting limited supply of cattle in feedlots down 2% from 2024, according to the July forecast.
In conjunction with only slight signs of heifer retention from the July cattle on feed report, this has resulted in a smaller pipeline of available cattle despite a strong pull into feedlots this year, as evidenced by record high feeder prices.
As for marketings,
we're still seeing strong demand for beef, as evidenced by high wholesale beef prices, which is ultimately supporting the Fed's tier price. Prices of Fed cattle, they currently sit around $240 to $245 per hundredweight, which is an increase from the start of July, and it highlights the low supply of animals on feed. In terms of the percentage of cattle on feed for more than 150 days, we're seeing that percentage decline seasonally as marketings outpace placements until the fall calf run. Having said that, the number of cattle on feed more than 150 days is still high historically as the pace of marketings and slaughter has slowed a bit.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.